Good evening, America, and good morning, world. Welcome to Book, Chapter, and Verse 131 of Strictly Confidential. I am Peter Godbold, and welcome to the LGBT version of Conversation Radio exclusively right here on the listener-supported Head On Radio Network, also brought to you in part by Coal River Mountain Watch. That's Coal River Mountain Watch at crmw.net. Drop by Coal River Mountain Watch and see what mountaintop removal is doing to West Virginia. Thank you for making Strictly Confidential a part of your day. Today is, in fact, Thursday, April 17, 2008. So if you're listening shortly after 9 p.m. Eastern Time on April the 17th, 2008, you're indeed listening to a live show, and it's great to be back with you. I have been in the internet wilderness for a couple of weeks now, and but I'm back, and we're ready to go. Thank you for sticking with us during the replays. The show site is strictlyconfidentialradio.com, and there you're going to find links to all of the guests as well as to the audio archives from past shows. You'll find links there to the chat room and to the Head On Radio Network main site, where you can find out about all of the other progressive programming on the Head On Radio Network, of which I am only a very small part. You'll find links there also for Strictly Confidential's MySpace page and links to help you locate the music that you hear on the show. One moment, making a tiny adjustment for the studio. There you go, studio. That ought to help. There you go. Okay, that's done. You know, I have to mention our friend Glenn Rivera. Glenn is a dear friend of the show and the Head On Radio Network. Bob, we're going to have to give Glenn a title. I think he deserves it. Glenn works very hard behind the scenes and gets us and helps to schedule some of the most wonderful music guests that you can imagine, and DJs too. Glenn works tirelessly. He never ceases to surprise me by giving me a call and saying, "Guess who might be on your show?" And I say, "Who?" And he tells me, and my jaw drops. But I have to tell you this evening, my jaw is really dropped all the way to the floor. This happens, you know, on this show, it's a strange thing. I've had mayors and archbishops. I've had drag queens and rabbis. I've had transsexuals. I've had DJs from the four corners of America, New York, Miami, San Diego, Seattle. I've even had a woman who counsels straight women who find out that their husbands are gay. Heck, I've even had her on twice. But it always sets my knees to shaking, and my vocabulary shrivels to goo goo gaga when I hear a name like Linda Clifford is going to be on Strictly Confidential. You know, it's the old thing. The same thing happened when Glenn called me and told me that we were going to have Cynthia Manley on the show. If it's one of the artists whose music that I played back in the day or in a club. In fact, I still remember clearly the first time I heard Red Light in a club. I remember clearly the first time I played it. I was in Portland, Oregon. I remember clearly the first time I heard If My Friends Could See Me Now in a club, Portland. I remember clearly the first time I played it in a club in Portland. And there's just something about talking to the people whose music that I have run in the past that just always blows me away. So Linda, if you're listening, be gentle with me. I'll tell you, there are probably three people in the audience, no more, perhaps three, who don't know who Linda Clifford is, and so I will introduce her, though she really needs no introduction. Linda's records have spent a total of 60 weeks at number one on Billboard Magazine's dance charts. She's been televised many times, American Bandstand, Solid Gold, Soul Train, The Midnight Special, including two stints as a host on Midnight Special. She's been on Don Kirshner's rock concert, even been on Merv Griffin. She's sung to sold-out audiences at the Lincoln Center and at Madison Square Garden, the Roxy, Allstate Arena, Park West, all standing shoulder-to-shoulder just to fit in. She is a gifted songwriter, recently signed with a top publishing house for music, Warner Chappell Music. Her compositions have been sought by Cher and Gladys Knight and Gloria Gaynor and Martha Wash, to name just a few. She's been in the movies. She's been in, everything from the Boston Strangler to Rosemary's Baby to Coogan's Bluff to Sweet Charity. She's also featured on the number one, or Oscar-winning number one motion picture soundtrack, Fame, for her track called Red Light, which I'm sure you all know and love. You don't get this far in the industry without having started early. Linda started at the age of 4. We'll find out more about that when we bring her on the show, which we're bringing her on just a moment. She, when she was 7, she's on the New York television programs. 3 years after that, she sang with Harry Belafonte and Sidney Poitier in a television special for the NAACP. She's signed with Curtis Mayfield and produced her first album, Linda. And then, I love this word, discotized. She discotized If My Friends Could See Me Now, which was number one on the dance chart. She's been heralded by American Music Award, Best New Artist, Cashbox Magazine's Top Female Vocalist Award, the Record World Industries, Record World Magazine for Best New Female Vocalist. The list goes on and on. Number one success has continued with Don't Come Crying to Me, Shoot Your Best Shot. She's been on Billboard's Disco Dance Chart number one for 16 weeks. That was one of her tracks. Just amazing. You know, and in her spare time, she does commercials for McDonald's and Cherry Coke and Maybelline. The list there goes on and on. Her track Red Light was platinum, over 1 million copies sold, and her track Bridge Over Troubled Water went double platinum. I am indeed thrilled to bring Linda Clifford on Strictly Confidential. Linda, welcome to the show.
Peter, where did you go? I lost you.
Hi, Linda. I'm here. Are you? Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing fine.
I can hear you.
I'm glad. If that changes, if we need to tweak any of knobs and controls, you just let us know in the studio.
You could come up a little bit. I can just make you out.
Okay.
Turn the volume up on you.
Okay. Bob will turn up the send volume then to you, and that should take care of that. Is that a little bit better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, excellent. Okay, we're good.
That was quite an introduction.
Linda, I really appreciate you coming on the show when you have a bit of a sniffle. I got to tell you, Linda, I'm getting over, my voice still is kind of crackly, too, like a teenager's voice who's changing from my sniffles. It's nasty stuff going around, and I so much appreciate your being on in spite of that.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I just want to say to anyone out there who has not had this flu, virus, whatever, thank your lucky stars, because it's ugly. It is really uncomfortable and, you know, just miserable.
I completely agree.
But I'm glad you're feeling better.
I am much better. I was under the weather for about a week with it, and then, it really takes its toll. Nasty stuff, and the folks in the chat room agree. This is it's bad news. Linda, we already have a caller on the line who's dying to talk to you. But before we bring on the caller, I just want to ask you: how in the world did you get started at 4 years old? That amazes me. What were you doing at 4 years old?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a little strange, actually. I was clumsy. And my folks thought, well, maybe we should put her in school for ballet lessons. And so they took me to a school in Manhattan. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And they took me to a school there, and they said, well, she's too young to study ballet, but we can get her started in like a little beginner's class. And they also taught singing and drama and all this other stuff, and I was more interested in the singing. And so I started, you know, just hanging around the singing classes, and before you know it, I was doing more of that than dancing. And it just, you know, just grew from there.
I'll be darned. Well, then when you were 7 years old, that's how you, it seems such a huge thing to do to suddenly be on New York television, local television.
I know, it was very strange, and at the time, you know, you had to tap dance a little bit and come out and sing a little bit, and I was doing a show called Star Time, and then there was another show called The Merry Mailman Show, which starred Ray Heatherton, who is Joey Heatherton's father. And he and I would sing the theme song together. And, that was a treat. So,
I see.
Yeah, so I'm
just trying to imagine you as a little 7-year-old girl singing. Were you on camera when you sang?
Oh, yeah, with pigtails and a little, the skirt with the big crinoline and the Mary Janes. So, it's a lot different from what I do now.
Wow. Well, did you come from a musical family?
Well, actually, my dad had a wonderful, wonderful, deep baritone voice. And my poor mom could not sing a note. She was terrible. But my dad was pretty good. And we used to sing, as a family, we would sit around and sing things together. And I just always, from the time I was very small, I just loved it. And I knew that that was what I wanted to do. And nothing gives me greater joy than, getting out there on that stage and performing. I just love it.
Well, Linda, it certainly shows in your huge career. It's simply amazing, and we'll be getting into that. And I do want to go ahead and take a caller who's dying to talk with you, Linda. We have Eli from California. Welcome to Strictly Confidential, Eli.
Hi, Eli.
Oh my God, am I talking to Linda Clifford?
Yes.
You
oh
are.
My God, this is so
how
exciting.
Are you?
Oh, I am so thrilled. You just don't know how many years. You won't believe this, how many years that it's taken for me to actually hear your speaking voice. Because I've always listened to your records over the years, this many years, and never really heard how you sound in a conversation.
Oh.
So this is it's a new for me.
Well, I hope it's okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I just need to tell you something. I need to tell you that you have inspired me. Over the years, I love your songs. When you sing the sassy songs like Don't Give It Up and
uh-huh.
Runaway Love, those songs really inspired and spoke to me. And really, especially my brother, oh my God, together we sing those songs together. And it's hilarious. We could do our own act to those songs and interpret them the way you do. It's hilarious. One time I was at a Halloween party and I sang your entire Runaway Love song in front of a group of friends, and they were just dying laughing.
Oh, that must have been something to see. I wish I'd been there.
Oh, God, you would have had so much fun. But aside from that, Linda, it is a thrill. When are the Red Label albums and also the RCA album ever going to come out on CD? I'm just dying for those because I have your RSO records.
Uh-huh.
But, wow, I really need those others in my collection.
Well, there are a few things that are available, and if you go to my website, you might find a couple of the things that you're looking for. The other option would be Medium Rare Records in San Francisco, which happens to be owned by a very dear friend of mine.
Yes, I have met him, Michael.
Michael.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Yes, I visit him at least once or twice a month.
He's wonderful, and the store is wonderful. So,
you
can check there.
Store. Well, Linda, when are you going to come to San Francisco and play a gig for us out here? We're dying to see you.
Oh, actually, Michael and I are working on something for possibly September.
Thank God.
So I just might see you in September for about a week.
I don't want to just see you. I want to hug you, and I just want to get a great day. Hug from you, and just I'm so thrilled to talk to
you. Well,
you
can get a hug
no
from me,
idea.
Too. You just have to let me know you're in the audience.
Oh, God, I got to get tickets. I got to get first row. You are so inspiring, and your album covers, some of the most beautiful album covers that ever were photographed, and when you did that Let Me Be the Woman album cover with Francesco Silvolo, oh,
yes.
My God, the inside cover where you open it up and you're just standing there like a grand diva. Oh,
well, thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It graces my bedroom and my living room and everywhere else I can put it up and show it off. And people are like, who's that lady? I say, you don't know Lisa? Oh, you don't know life. You just don't know life.
Wow, that's really great. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and I hope to see you in September.
I hope to see you. I hope to hug you. And thank you so much for giving me a thrill today. This is really a thrill of my life.
Thank you, darling. Take care.
You take care.
And thank you. That's Eli from California calling for Linda Clifford. And I should point out that Medium Rare Music was kind enough to distribute through their mailing list that Linda was going to be on this evening. And you can find out more about Medium Rare Music and find about it, just about any track in the world you're looking for by going to myspace.com/ Medium Rare Music. And you'll find out all about that wonderful record store in San Francisco. And also, we are posting Linda Clifford's website in the chat room. However, for those of you who are not on the web, you can find Linda Clifford at www.thelindaclifford.com. That's thelindaclifford.com. She's also at MySpace at myspace.com/thelindaclifford. Linda, I've been practicing this name all evening. Now, I'm going to try it because we have him. He's a caller on the show. He's the next caller. Now, it's Rick, and he's your producer.
Oh!
Rick, I'm going to make a great effort. I have it as I knew I couldn't do it. Linda, do it for me. Thank you so much. Rick, welcome to Strictly Confidential.
I didn't think I was going to make it at home. Oh. Time to get on the show.
Hi.
Hi. Can you
hear
me?
How are you?
Good. Good. And I just wanted to come on to tell everybody that Linda is one of the most amazing talents in the studio.
Oh.
It is just, it was a dream come true to finally come together and work with her. And when her first album on Kurtom came out, we were in the same city. I was working in a club. I didn't know her, but I fell in love with From Now On and the whole album. And many years later, we got a chance to work in the studio, and it was a dream come true. And
we're just a dream team, that's all.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
Linda, and then phenomenal background vocalist, and a couple of really great musicians, and I saw magic when she got behind that mic.
Thank you. I just want
everybody to know that as beautiful as she looks, and as lovely as she sounds, it's all 100% for real.
Well, Rick, while you're on the phone, don't go away without you guys talking about the new release you guys are working on. This is probably a good time to talk. We have such an inventory of Linda Clifford music. We could actually spend the whole evening just dancing, I assure you. But there's something new in the works and that you both are working on.
Yes, well, I'm very excited. And what it is I for many years I was a Phyllis Hyman fan. And after she passed, they released an album of material that they almost threw it out there like an afterthought, but the album was lovely, and there was a song on there that I just went crazy over, and nobody really got an opportunity to hear it. And so I put it away on the shelf, and at a certain point, not too long ago, I just got the urge to pull it out and rework it. And, of course, Phyllis and Linda have one thing in common. They have beautiful texture to the sound of their voices, and they also both have that attitude.
We are sassy.
Yeah. Take that little dog with you. And so when I worked on the track, I was hearing that attitude, and the song is called How Long, and it's basically a song about someone that's done a number on her, and she wants to know how long it's been going on.
Yeah, just for the heck of it.
Pardon me?
Just for the heck of it, how long has it been going on?
I don't know. It's been a bit of time. But
yeah.
I think we finally put the right ingredients together with this track. And then a good old Michael from Medium Rare Records really hooked us up, because he got a DJ from me by the name of Paul Goodyear.
Love Paul. Love him.
And he's over there in Spain. And on a moment's notice, he dropped what he was working on and said he would be honored to do a Linda Clifford track and to do something that I had produced, because he had been playing our collective music for many years. And in a couple of weeks, he turned out some, you know, phenomenal mixes. And then we're out there getting ready to put it out with him coming off a number one hit with a new version of The Boss, Diana Ross's Boss by Christine W. So we couldn't, you know, we're riding a wave here. So I think he did a beautiful job of reworking the project and coming up with some killer mixes. I know Linda said she went crazy over them.
Yes, I absolutely love them. So we'll have to play them, play one, so everybody can hear it.
Yes. Yeah.
We just happen to have How Long in the stack at the studio queued up and ready to go. When you're ready for it, we'll hit it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a great track, and that it's not released yet, if I'm not mistaken. When will it be released?
Well, we went to the Winter Music Conference with it and got a lot of very strong interest, and we just landed a deal to start with in Italy. To tell you the truth, I cannot remember the name of the label at the moment, but we'll have, you know, believe me, Glenn, who does all my web work, will have it on the website, and Linda will have it on hers as soon as we have the word. So it's coming very soon.
That would be our friend Glenn Rivera. Well, Bob, let's roll the track then. This is the track How Long, Linda Clifford.
How long has this been going on? How long you've been doing me wrong? How long has this been going on? How long you've been doing me wrong?
How long has this been going on? How long? Yeah. been done wrong.
And thank you to our friend Glenn Rivera for editing that down for us. That is indeed not the entire track. Glenn edited down the track so that we could have more time for Linda to be on the show. I hope you don't mind, Linda.
I was dancing, Peter.
So was I. And I have to say the word sassy, you know, our caller Eli brought that word out, and that is exactly what it is, as is so much of your music. In fact, you've been equated with Millie Jackson along those lines, and the word feminist has come up with some. The attitude is fabulous. You just gotta love it.
You know, the attitude's important. I think that, you know, there was a time when women would take a lot of stuff, and then, you know, one day all of a sudden we just said, wait a minute, we don't have to do this. We're working now. We have our own money. We have our own, you know, we discovered our independence and that we were worthy of better. And you know, I think that with, especially with Runaway Love, that was a very personal song for me because, you know, that basically was about my ex-husband. And it really started out as a joke. I was just, you know, chatting away in the studio. And, you know, people heard it and they thought, wow, that's really funny. But, you know, it was true.
I say wonderful only because I believe we have that in the queue to play. But before we do, we have a DJ from Seattle. It is Mr. Rick Ashmum. He is also known as DJ RXMX. And Rick, welcome to Strictly Confidential.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
How are
welcome
you?
To the show.
I, Peter, I'm probably about 10 times more nervous.
She has
right
me so freaked, Rick. The woman is
brought me in.
I have totally tried to do everything right tonight and totally messing it up because the woman just walks on water. I've got to tell you, I'm totally freaked.
Me, yeah,
go for
cut it
right.
Out now. I'm blushing. Yeah. You can't see it, but I'm blushing. Okay.
Well, first off, I want to say that I do a lot of mixing of old school R&B, disco, progressive rock and funk, and I have about 1,800 cuts basically in a particular database of music that I utilize. And I would have to say that Shoot Your Best Shot is probably in the top 10 out of that 1,800 cuts that I have.
Wow.
And you can ask Peter some of the classics that I cherish, that he knows that I cherish, and that I have a lot of respect for. And that song, to me, is priceless. A masterpiece.
Well, thank you. That song was produced by Isaac Hayes.
Pardon me?
Isaac Hayes actually produced that track.
Now, that really blows me away.
How about it, huh?
Because I never even knew that.
Yeah.
I never even, and by the way, Isaac's song, what's it called? Don't Let Go. That's
yes, I love that song.
Isn't that an amazing song? Isn't
that
amazing?
Love it.
I love that.
Yes.
That would probably come close to fitting in that top 10 out of the 1,800. But that song is an amazing song because it just has everything in it. And, you know, I was exposed to that song when I was about 17 years old, going on 18, and I was dancing at a club that was considered to have one of the best sound systems in America. And this was a club in the Pacific Northwest called the Monastery. I don't know if that rings a bell.
You know, that sounds very familiar to me.
Yeah, and Dean Andrews was the star DJ at that club, and he spun records there from about 1978 to about 1983.
Uh-huh.
And he loved playing that song. And I've got a family member walking around here, and they're making me nervous as I'm trying to talk on the air. Anyway, I'm just so nervous, Peter, being able to talk to the Linda Clifford. I mean,
I know it's a scary thing.
I'm walking around in circles right now as I've got the phone to my ear here. But anyway, I'm just going to share something with you really quickly about the monastery. Something else about the monastery. Dana Andrews was a great, great DJ, and he was my inspiration, one of my main inspirations to get involved in music programming and mixing. And he had a wonderful, wonderful set that he played in 1982. It was in February, and it was called The Red Party.
Uh-huh.
1982, The Red Party. He played records from about 11:30 at night till probably about 5 in the morning. And everybody was flying high, and and the music was great, though. That's the most important thing.
Right.
But the thing is what's interesting about your music is that it seems to play a part at any time of the night, early morning. So, like, for example, at about 12:30, because I have the whole recording on 4 different CDs, he did a mix from Party Up by Prince into your song Shoot Your Best Shot. And
yeah,
the mix between Party Up to your song is just amazing. It just seems like that song can be brought into any part of a set. It's really such a fascinating, you just can't go wrong with that song.
It is a good song, it really
is. Yeah. And then by probably about 4 in the morning or so, on the 4th CD, I'm looking at the playlist, he mixes from Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart by Nona Hendrix, which that song is wonderful. I wish I had a copy of it. He mixes from that song into Don't Come Crying to Me.
Okay.
By you.
Uh-huh.
And that is another gem. And I would hopefully someday love to get a copy of that. I cherish my copy of Shoot Your Best Shot. I love you. Your music is fantastic. You're a legend. And I'll be happy to get off the air, Peter.
Thank you.
Oh, Rick,
so
you're going to leave me? You're going to leave me with...
You know me, Peter. You bring me on this show.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Linda, for being
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Everybody's just going nuts that I know about you coming on today.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you for calling.
Care.
That's DJ RXMX up in Seattle, otherwise known as Rick Ashmum. And we were talking about Runaway Love a moment ago that she apparently wrote about an ex-husband. Was it an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband?
It was an ex-husband.
Ew.
Ooh, bad.
Before we run that, we have another caller. We have a DJ from New York. It's VJC from Disco 935. VJC, welcome to the show.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm VJC, who runs the internet station Disco 935 here in New York, and I've been a DJ since 1975 and put a lot of your songs in the mix, and I just heard your new single, and I've got to get a copy of it to put it on my internet station to promote it, because you're an amazing talent, amazing singer, especially the songs of Runaway Love and the other songs From Now On, Gypsy Lady, If You're My Friend,
wow.
Me Now.
Oh, my goodness, you know them all.
Yes, and also Glenn Rivera did a restructured mix of your Brick Job Over Troubled Water.
Over Troubled Waters, right?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I'm telling you, yeah, I'm flabbergasted. I'm talking to the one and only Linda Clifford.
Well, thank you so much. It's so sweet of you. I'm very excited to be here and to you know, it's one thing to be up on stage and to perform for everybody, but when you actually get to talk to people and meet with them and, you know, especially face-to-face, and one day maybe we'll do that, we'll do a face-to-face, it's the best feeling in the world, but it's so wonderful of you to call in and just take the time to say hi, and I really appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I've been a DJ, like I said, from back in the day, and I've been have almost all your collection of music, and I'm astounded from after 30, 40 years of collecting your stuff that I'm actually talking to the lady who's actually singing all this stuff. And I really have to thank Glenn Rivera for obviously you know, hooking you up with Peter Garball here on Strictly Rhythm Radio.
Glenn's
without that, obviously,
fantastic.
I wouldn't be able to talk to you.
He was pretty fantastic.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I know I don't want to take up a lot of your time. All I'm saying that, you know, I will push your single as soon as I get a copy of it on Disco 93.5 and also another station. I play some mixes on WDA1 because I play what's called 70s, 80s, disco and beyond.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually a real DJ, but I also do DJ shows. You know, I'm also a DJ, a real DJ that I push a lot of this disco and R&B stuff back in the day, trying to keep it alive.
That's
because
wonderful.
I feel that, huh?
Well, I think maybe what we can do, Peter, is as soon as we have a release date, you know, I'll contact you.
Oh, please. Yeah.
You know, maybe you can mention something, and then we'll let everybody know where they can get the song and when it's available.
Sure,
would love to,
exactly.
London. In fact, we can run it complete that night. When it's released, we'll run the complete mix.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. That would be okay. Really good.
All right. I just don't want to take up a lot of time. I'm very, I'm one of your fans, even though I'm a DJ, but, you know, I mean, I have a lot of females and, you know, males and females that I've played throughout the years obviously Donna Summer, and I could go on and on with the list, but I'm just flabbergasted. I'm talking to you, and, just keep up the great work, and, just keep the music alive.
Thank you so much. And you keep the music alive, too, and we'll work together.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Okay.
Have a good evening, and hopefully I can get that single and start pushing it for you.
Okay.
Have a good night. Okay, Peter, good night.
Good night, bye. Victor. That's VJC. He's disco935.net in New York. Linda, I guess you can tell you're loved.
I can't even put it into words. It's so nice. I mean, especially to have, you know, stepped away from the music scene for a while and, you know, where I'm not out there regularly doing the clubs, and then to come back and have people call in and know all the songs and be able to, you know, name the tunes. It's really a great feeling. It really makes me feel wonderful.
Well, I have to give you kudos from one of our listeners I was speaking with earlier today. You know, caller Eli from California mentioned your album cover and how much he enjoys the artwork on the album cover, the inside cover. One of our listeners wanted me to tell you that he greatly appreciates the style that you take with the artwork on your albums. And what he's basically wanted me to express to you was that he is pretty fed up with having half-naked men thrust in his face every time you go to buy a dance track. And you know, and it's absolutely true. The artwork on your albums is really just stunning. Beautiful stuff. The photography, the way you look, the clothing, all of it's just wonderful. And you do all of that without this whole sex sells things, and I wanted you to know that at least one of our listeners appreciates that very much, as do I.
Well, that is so nice to hear, because it wasn't easy getting a lot of that through to the record companies. You know, everything had to be, you know, they wanted everything to be extremely sexy and, you know, pull this off your shoulder. And I thought, you know, we have good music. You don't need to do that with music. And so we kind of went back and forth, and I was very fortunate in that I had some people that were willing to listen to me and give it a shot, and I like hearing that. I really do.
Well, it was sincere, and when he found out you were going to be on the show, that was one of the first things he wanted me to let you know. But anyway, it's from the heart. And I happen to completely agree with him.
Well, thank you.
Linda, the things you have done, we only barely scratched the surface during the introduction. You were Miss New York State. Let's kind of blend in runaway love into this. Now, you were your husband. It seems that I read somewhere you were like 7 months pregnant when you did Red Light.
Yes.
I was expecting.
Yes.
How was that?
Actually, my voice is pretty strong, I think. Little vitamins, they're pretty good. But I was pregnant when I recorded that song, and it worked out pretty well, actually. So, and just before I went in to deliver my daughter, my husband took me to the show so I could see my name on the silver screen, so that was pretty exciting.
Ah, yes, in the movie Fame.
Yes. Yeah, I love that film. I think it's just really incredible.
It is a wonderful film.
It is, yeah.
And a lot of it is so true.
Some of the things that people have to deal with and go through in the business. And it was nice to see it portrayed that way.
Well, do you have two kids? Is that right, Linda?
Yes, I do. I have my oldest is married and is now a proud dad, which makes me a new grandma.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, she's 6 weeks old. I have a beautiful little granddaughter.
That's the sweetest thing.
My youngest is my daughter Gina, who is an actress in Los Angeles.
I see. Well, then your new grandchild is the daughter of the kid you were pregnant with when you did Red Light. Oh,
yes.
That's amazing. So then, now hopping from there to Runaway Love isn't about your husband, is not about
it was
your husband.
About my first husband.
Yeah, that's what that's
Runaway
where we're
Love
going.
Was. Runaway Love was actually recorded in 1978. That was on the If My Friends Could See Me Now album. And Red Light was done in 1980, and that was on the Fame soundtrack.
And at that
time, I was pregnant with my daughter.
And then I said, no more.
I had two because I didn't want three. So it kind of fell into place there. But in between, there was Let Me Be Your Woman, and then The Right Combination with Curtis Mayfield, and Here's My Love. So there were three other albums before Fame.
Oh, my stars. The amount of music, I was sending your collection to the studio, and I had to zip it into a huge file. I'm sure it took the studio forever to download it. It just amazes me. And there's so much, having played records during the 80s at some gay clubs in Portland, Oregon, there's so much of it that I'm hearing today, just clicking through, that I'm not familiar with. Just, the range is just astounding. Is it all right if we do the Runaway Love track? We're talking about Sassy.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Let's run that. Perfect. Bob, would you run the Runaway Love track, please?
You can't leave now. Again. Now we've been through this before. And I'm tired. Sick and tired of the same old thing over and over. My feelings. You keep messing around, playing with my heart.
thank you, Glenn, for that edit. Linda, I should tell you, you have an email. There are several ways to communicate with the show, and one is via email. This particular email is for you. It's from Kevin in Maryland, and it says, "Hi, just wanted to say hi to Linda. She was here in Baltimore last fall to sing at the Limelight Gala for Light, Health, and Wellness, along with Martha Wash, Jeannie Trace, and Debbie Jacobs. Linda gave an amazing performance, and I can't wait to see her again. Miss you with, I can't count all the exclamation points, love, Kevin."
So that's so sweet. I love Kevin.
It is.
Wonderful.
You know Kevin. Wonderful. I'm so glad.
You know Kevin. And that was a wonderful gala. We raised quite a bit of money. We had a little auction, and we had a meet and greet, and people came out to support the cause, and we raised a lot of money to educate people about AIDS and HIV, and I was just thrilled to be a part of it. So,
is that part of the in the past you have done that too with the Angel Food Network? Is that still something that you do with Angel Food?
You know, I haven't done it for a few years. You know, they don't want to do the same divas over and over. So, but hopefully they'll be calling me back to do it again. And if I don't do that one, then there are other organizations that I do work with on a regular basis because, you know, I think at this stage, we've all known someone or we know someone who's affected by this. And I personally lost both my brothers to AIDS years ago, and you know, it's such a tragedy that at this stage we have not developed a cure for this horrible, horrible disease. So anything that I can do, you know, to work towards finding that cure, I will do it.
Well, that's a wonderful, Linda. I am personally affected by it. I'm HIV positive. I don't keep that a secret from my listeners. And so many wonderful people are gone now.
I can't tell you the number of friends I've lost too.
Yeah.
Aside from family members, it's horrid.
Yeah, yeah. And just for the lack of having the drug cocktails back in those days and.
Right.
And even today, it's still the pills. There are many, many of them. I should point out again that to contact the show, you can use 877, the number 4, head-on. That's 877-4-HEAD-ON. Or if you have unlimited long distance, you can use the toll line, which is area code 304-658-3333. That rings in West Virginia. That's if you have unlimited long distance, 304-658-3333. And again, mail arrives to Peter at headonradionetwork.com. And if I check your mail during one of the musical breaks, I'll be glad to share it with Linda on the air. Linda,
Peter, if I could, just mention that, you know, you played Runaway Love, and I do want to mention that the second time around, I did get it right. And my husband and I have been married now for 30 years. So, Linda, that song was not for him.
Well, you see, that's why it completely caught me off guard when you said that earlier, that it was that for an ex-husband. I was like, floored, because you've been married so long, I can't imagine that there was ever an ex-husband. And you know, you've got the kids, and you were carried, and you had your first kid, you were singing Red Light, and I just was like, well, where did she find time to sing an ex-husband?
Where did she find the time?
Well, yeah, good riddance to bad rubbish.
So yeah. It worked out this time.
Well, I'm glad it did. Linda, one of our callers, Rick, DJ RXMX, was mentioning the track Shoot Your Best Shot.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten actually a couple of emails asking to run that too. Linda, tell us about this track before we run it. Tell us about was this with Isaac Hayes? Were you involved with him at the time or Curtis Mayfield?
Well, I was still on the Kurton label, and what happened was they called Isaac, and he was going to be in town to do some things, and they, you know, wanted to know if he had any songs that he thought would be good, and we got together and we talked, and he introduced me to that song and a few others, actually, and the album was called I'm Yours, and Shoot Your Best Shot is from that album, and it was number one in Billboard for 9 weeks, actually. So, yeah. You know, quite a big hit. And Isaac was just one of the most fun people to work with on the planet. We had a great time in the studio. And I understand he is recently married and a new dad. So really? I'll have to contact him about, you know, staying young and being super. So, but he's well, did a great job with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a great track. I remember it in the clubs, and I'm certainly not surprised to see it being requested via email. So, Bob, let's run the track, Shoot Your Best Shot.
Great.